You just got to push the fish away. If the fish swims towards you, you're not going to try and set the hook because the fish is facing, you're going to pull the hook out of its mouth and pull the bait out of its mouth.
Circle hooks. We all know the world is shifting more and more into circles. And our life hooks are coming with circles. Biggest question, offset or not?
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Welcome to another expert series. Now, today I am sitting with our regular guest, Jace Govender, and we are talking about the types of hooks. Now, we all know there's a variety of hooks out there. When you walk into a tackle store, there's rows and rows of hooks in various shapes, various sizes, various colors. We've got hooks called Chinos, Zoys, and Kendalls. What are we going to break down with our expert that has caught pretty much every type of fish with virtually using different types of hooks? So, Jace, thank you once again for joining us on our expert series. We've seen you catch everything from a sardine to a 300-kilo fish and everything in between. You obviously know about hooks and what hook you would use for a certain application. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Vinesh. Hello to your listeners. Yeah, if you're talking about hooks, the best hook you can use is a hook that lands the fish.
Okay. All right, but I think there's a little more detail to it and then the hook that lands the fish.
Definitely, choice of tackle, and especially you talk about hooks that you use for the different applications and for the fish, size of fish. Also, you're going to look at the type of fish you're catching, the amount of meat or bone that it has around the jaw. Do you need a strong hook to penetrate? Do you need a weaker, thin hook? All that makes a difference.
Okay, so let's start off with how far we've come with hooks, right? I mean, if we had to go back 15, 20 years ago, a Kendall round hook was the all-round go-to hook. Then, of course, if we were scratching, we'd use long shank hooks. We'd use barbed hooks, like a bait holder hook. Let's start off small, and we'll build our way up. But obviously, the ultimate question I'm going to ask you is J-hook or circle hook, which I want to leave to the end. But there's a lot of hooks in between that is in our tackle box. And let's start off with those long shank hooks. The standard brown long shank hook. What type of species would I target with that? When would I use that? Why would I use that?
Definitely shad in the open season.
Of course. That's been the number four.
So that was the go-to hook. But if you're going to talk about the history of hooks, have come a long way from our grandparents' days, our father's days, where they took nails, sharpened them, bent them, and used them as hooks. Any piece of metal that they could find that had strength that they could bend and hold a fish, they made hooks out of it.
Is that how we were using hooks back then?
Yes. So hooks were not manufactured in a factory. Hooks were manufactured at home from pieces of metal or nails, just bent, sharpened. Some of them didn't have eyes on it. They used the head of a nail to
tie the knots around it.
And they caught fish. And as time progressed, I even know of people in the old days fishing in the South Pier and catching big sharks and skates using the old butcher hooks that they used to
have. Yeah, that they used to hang
meter. Yeah. Cut that down to size and used to catch fish. Those hooks in those days never had barbs. So it was barbless. Yeah. They still caught a lot of fish.
Okay.
So the history of hooks goes back. Now we've got so many variations of hooks, size, shape, color, long shank, short shank, circle.
Yeah.
The best way to catch a fish is get a bait out there, right? Fish with the right tackle. When the fish bites, you'll get the bite, then hook the fish, a proper hook setting by striking that rod, the tension of the line, set the hook in, and you'll catch a fish. Obviously, a circle, hold the fish where it runs away. Get the fish. So hooks go back a long way. And I'm not going to tell you what type of hook to use. At the same, I think it's a matter of choice and what you're targeting, the areas you're fishing, the size of fish is very important. What the hook that you're going to use.
Okay, let's go into the size of hooks. Just think about what you're talking about. We started off using nails and meat angers. Why would I use a thin hook? Because naturally you would think the thicker the hook, the stronger it's going to be. I don't want to lose my fish.
So a thin hook would definitely for smaller fish because it's not going to have the strength of a thicker hook. Also, fish with soft mouths, jaws, so the hook can penetrate easy. That's why you use thinner hooks. So it's more of the finesse fishing for thin hooks. you also don't want to go to thick gauge hook. You want a hook that's in between, that's thin enough, but it has the strength to hold the fish that you want, that you're targeting. Now, you don't want to take a thin hook and try and catch a mussel like that, because it'll probably just bend the hook and it's gone.
Okay, but why wouldn't I use a thick hook for
a blacktail?
The thicker the hook, and the harder it's going to be to penetrate. A blacktail is a small fish.
Yes.
Imagine you trying to put all that force for that thick hook to penetrate. You're just going to push the fish away or pull the bait out of his mouth.
Yeah.
It was actually tried. Take a piece of foam, put it onto the water, a piece of line, and try and hook it with a hook. Every time you pull it, the foam will move. The same thing with the fish. If it's small, even if you pull it, you're going to push it away.
Yes, that's a perfect picture.
So there's no counter force. So there must be a counter force to have that hook set. Either the fish must be big enough to be going in the opposite direction to you pulling the hook, or the fish must be heavy enough for you to set the hook. Cut something that's small, take a piece of foam, and you try and hook it with the small hook.
Yeah, cool. Now, thickness of the hook make a difference to the bait I'm using?
Not necessarily. Yes, if you're using baits like sea lice and cracker prawn, your mud prawn, you don't want to insert a big hook into it or a thick hook into it because you're going to kill the bait.
What if we kill? If I stick, it's going to like just mush it up.
Besides mush it up, you're going to kill it.
Oh, my, you mean, if it's like cracker or something.
You're going to kill it. You're going to try and keep it as natural as possible.
Yes.
Still kicking and moving. So when it gets in the water, you attract the fish. So you're going to try and go with the thinnest gauge possible.
Yes.
That has the strength to land the fish you're trying to target.
Ah, okay. So it's not necessarily the bait, but obviously your bait is going to catch the fish. Yes. So it's a matter of killing your bait or wishing up your bait, but also meeting the type of species you're going to catch. Okay. 100%. All right. So now I'm going to start off with two types of hooks. And if we are to take a long shank straight hook, our normal standard shad hook, versus a long shank bulk hook. Now, I'm fishing for shad. I would use a number four ground spear point hook or whatever it may be. But if I'm fishing for grunts, I would use a red bait holder hook. When would I use the two different? When would I choose between those, a bait holder versus a fringe hook?
Hook colors, you mentioned a red. Hook colors also play a difference. If you want to make the bait look as natural as possible, you're not going to take a white bait and add a green hook or a yellow hook. Instead,
yes.
You'll try and keep silver, or like a fish is silver.
To camouflage.
It's just camouflage.
Yeah. Yes.
But if you want to take a piece of chopper and you want to create an eye insect, you can use a red hook. Just by the way you set the bait up, the actual hook, the barb, will look like an eye or something on the fish.
Yes.
So you make it look as natural as possible in that environment.
Okay, so in other words, if I wanted to use my red bait holder with a prawn, it'll look like a vein of the prawn.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Okay.
And you could also use the barb of the hook as an eye of a piece of squid. It's a white piece of squid with a red eye on it.
All right.
And just the hook will make it look that. And so there's so many ways of using it. If you're fishing live bait, you're using a shad or a mullet, use a silver hook.
Mm.
It looks natural.
Camouflage, make it look natural, or blend in as a piece of the bait.
As in, any blend into the environment. And then you don't want to take a 30-centimeter shad and put in a absolutely thick hook, because that bait is not going to last in the water.
Yes.
The thicker the hook, the heavier it is, the more damage you're doing to the bait, the more weight you're putting onto the bait.
Right.
They're going to keep it as lightweight as possible, but also strong enough to land the species that you're targeting.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you another two compare, because these are the questions I wonder and I get asked a lot. And that's why I'm asking the expert today. Chinu versus soy. Because those new chinus that are out right now are absolutely amazing. And soy hooks just look really strong. But if I'm fishing for bronze bream, for example, would I use a chinu? Would I use a soy?
Like I said, I wouldn't tell you to use chinu or soys in a specific application. Use a hook that you're comfortable with, that you know that when you're targeting a species, you're going to hold that fish first.
Right.
We don't want to take a hook and that is not strong and hook into a fish and the hook's going to open up. Guys have, I want my hook in line. I want my hook offset.
That's a major question. Yes, I'm going to get to that when I get to circles. Yeah.
Everyone has their opinion. You'll see guys take books off the shelf and take their flies and bend it slightly offset because they want a better hook set. But I've seen guys take books off the shelf and catch more fish. So a lot of development is going to hooks. Something that's on the shelf is not there because someone just decided to put it there. There's been a lot of research.
Yes,
of course.
I take my hooks off the shelf. I don't want. I use them as they come off the packet. They're chemically sharpened. They work. You use it with the right application. You feel fishing with a big hook. Now you're catching big fish, especially in a circle. The fish going to take your bait away from you.
Yeah.
You're going to set the hook. If the fish swims towards you, you're not going to try and set the hook because the fish is facing, you're going to pull the hook out of its mouth. You're going to pull the bait out of its mouth.
Yeah.
So you need to understand and learn these things. I'm not going to say use tuna or so. Hooks generally straighten up when you don't set the hook properly. So if you take a hook, hold it at the barb or at the sharp point of the hook, hold the eye and pull it, you probably straighten it. That's not the strength of the hook. It's penetrate the fish.
Yes, it's on the bend.
And the bed, yeah. That's where the strength is. So if you hold, if you take that hook, you hang it up onto a ceiling and you put a weight on the eye or the barb of the hook, you'll probably bend it. Mm. Take the same weight, you'll probably go three times the amount and we hook it at the bed.
As we cut. But if that's the theory, wouldn't circle hooks be the strongest hook out there? Because the whole thing is a bend?
Not necessarily. It depends on the gauge of the hook. It depends on the type of material.
Oh, yeah, the quality of
Of course. Hooks is a very vague way of saying, do we use this hook? Do we use that hook?
Mm.
We got to use. Think of size, the thickness of the gauge of the hook, the type of material that's on it, and then we apply the hook to the species.
Uh-huh. Now, let's touch on size of hooks, all right? How would we gauge what size? Is it purely dependent on the type of species we're catching, but what would be
the all-round size?
Is there an all-round size? When we fish the way we do, there is no all-round hook size.
So you got no guarantee the bait that you use all-round throughout the day is a species you're going to get. You may get any other species, and that's all what's good. But look at the time of the year, what fish is feeding. How does that fish feed? What do they eat on? How strong are their jaws? Very important is how wide do they open their mouths.
Okay, so there'll be a difference between a brown spring versus a kingfish.
Yes, how wide? Yeah. Why did the fish open the mouth? I'll go with a bigger hook. The smaller the mouth, you go with a smaller hook because the fish must be able to take the bait and the hook. Because if the hook cannot fit in its mouth, it's going to peck on the sides and then hooks it.
Yeah.
It's common sense. You can look at it. And I always like talking in layman's terms because you can look at the hook, you know the species. You're not going to target use a tenor hook to go target a black tail.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not going to fit in its mouth.
Yeah.
You're going to go to number 10 or around about that size. So that's how you apply your hooks. That's why I say hooks are very species orientated. So you use a hook for that species.
Okay.
And there are going to be times where you are targeting a different species.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But be comfortable with the hook that you have is strong enough to hold most of the fish that you find in that area at that time of the year.
Okay.
You're not going to go down to the North Coast, Richards Bay, or Dunshot, and start throwing a 3-year hook or a 2-year hook. In the summer, on a hot day with the water brown, temperatures at 20 degrees, and hope to catch something, well, it's an area time for the diamonds. There'll be diamond rays around. There'll be zambies around. Use your hook and tackle for that time of the year. Set throw a bait out for that type of fish with the right hook and the right tackle. If you're going to catch Gary, don't go throw a number 10 hook at a life bait.
Yeah.
Use a 4-0 or 5-0.
Because he has to take in the bait. Fully.
Okay.
Two more questions.
Yes.
Circle hooks. We all know the world is shifting more and more into circles. Yep. Now, live bait clips are coming with circles. The biggest question, offset or not? I'm personally a full believer of the offset because I believe I can strike with an offset hook and I hold my rod and I get excited. So, fish is pulling. I still want to pull also.
So, it comes down to experience. It comes down to how confident and obviously I've seen people stand in line circles and I get the bite and get all excited and start eating. And I see guys stand there with J-hooks and get a bite and their holds to get a hook up.
Yeah.
Yes, we do make those mistakes. Sometimes you get away with it, sometimes we don't. But offset, inline, circles, well, literally, very important. The species you're targeting, if that fish has got the power to take the bait and run away from you, that circles will work brilliant.
Okay.
If the fish is not big enough and is not going to pick up your bait and run away from you, most of the times you're going to miss it with a circle because you're going to wait for it to eat the bait. By then, you suspect all along your bait and left your hook behind for you. So I prefer circles for bigger fish that can move away, pick up my bait.
Yes.
J hooks for smaller fish. When I'm fishing deep sea and catching edibles, I go with J hooks. When I'm throwing a live bait deep sea, I go with circles. I'm fishing live with shore, I use circles. So bigger fish, I'm comfortable with circles. The smaller fish are staying with J hooks.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Final question for the legendary J Scarpanda. Your last 300 kilo fish, what hook did you use?
Circle.
I love it. All right, guys.
It's a big fish. I'm targeting big fish.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm targeting big fish, it's going to be a strong, big circle.
How big was that hook for a 300 kilo fish? What are we talking, like 18-0 or something?
No, I do the 14-0.
Okay.
14-0 tuna circle.
Yes.
Yeah. And that worked.
Okay, perfect. Jace, thank you so much for doing this with us. As always, it's so insightful to learn from the experts. I think this opened up the minds of many anglers regarding hooks. Any final words?
Yeah, guys, don't complicate your fishing. Stick to the basics and you'll catch the fish.
Fantastic. That's it. Perfect way to round it off. Guys, this is the Angler News Expert Series. Until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.